This goes to Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, Scherzer, S-C-H-E-R-Z-E-R, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-2249. Regarding Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Trimmer, T-R-I-M-M, like Mary, E-R. Her date of birth is 11-19 of 1972. Dear Ms. Scherzer, this is a consultation for Ms. Trimmer, who was sent for evaluation of progressively worsening creatinine, evident in 2024. The patient does have a history of a liver transplant in August of 2019 in Gainesville, Florida, for all capital, N like November, A like Apple, S like Sam, H like Happy. And she did quite well until 2023, except for some noncompliance with her immunosuppressant medications intermittently. But in 2023, she started drinking some alcohol and developed jaundice, elevated bilirubin, elevated liver function tests. And she has been following with Henry Ford Transplant Center, and they have been managing and following her liver function. And she's going to be referred to a cardiologist as well as a gastroenterologist also for further evaluation. There is a note in the record of some hepatic artery thrombosis of the transplanted liver in the past also, but no evidence of rejection from the lab or from the records that we received. She currently is employed full-time. She does work as a bartender, but she has refrained from drinking all alcohol within the last 6 months after being very sick, having hepatic encephalopathy, requiring an elevated ammonia level, requiring lactulose. The biggest problem she's having is severe neuropathy of her hands and feet, especially feet and legs, and generalized edema everywhere. And notes also reveal that she's got enlarged liver and enlarged spleen. CAT scans done in this year report those findings. She does have also severe back pain and generalized pain, she reports. She was taking 40 milligrams of Lasix daily, and then liver function seemed to get worse. Then the dose was decreased to 20 milligrams daily. Liver function got marginally better. And now she reports that Henry Ford is asking her to have weekly lab studies done, which she has been doing. She is feeling a little better other than the generalized pain that she has. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. She did have an echocardiogram done 2-1 of 24 at Henry Ford, which revealed an ejection fraction of 68%. Left ventricular wall was normal, as well as left ventricular filling pressure. No problems with diastolic filling or systolic function. Estimated pulmonary artery pressure was mildly elevated at 44. And it was prior than the study done in July of 2023. And the inferior vena cava was dilated with respiratory variation size of less than 50%. She is going to have some pulmonary function tests done at Henry Ford June 4th also. And then the referral to cardiology and gastroenterology are pending also. Her CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis were done 128 of 24. It showed no pericardial effusion, no pleural effusion, no pneumothorax. Chest wall and musculoskeletal revealed diffuse anasarca that was documented as mild. CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis showed an enlarged liver without biliary dilation. Pancreas was normal. The spleen was severely dilated also with the anterior posterior dimension of 20 centimeters. cranial caudal dimension 18.3. Kidney, ureters, and bladder showed no hydronephrosis. Both kidneys were normal in size, no calculi, masses, and the urinary bladder was unremarkable. Impression also included a note of coronary artery disease. Past medical history is significant for severe neuropathy, especially in the lower extremities, migraine, headaches, chronic leg pain, hyperlipidemia, jaundice, which is improving every time it's checked, anemia. She's a high-risk medication use, tacrolimus and Salcept both, anemia, and the history of hepatic artery thrombosis of transplanted liver. Past surgical history, liver transplant was done 8/12 of 2018. She had a tonsillectomy at age 31, cholecystectomy, laparoscopic type, and tubal ligation. Social history, the patient smokes 4 to 5 cigarettes per 24 hours. She quit consuming alcohol within the last year. She is divorced, lives with a fiancé, and works full-time as a bartender in Elwell, Michigan. Family history is significant for epilepsy, migraine, headaches, coronary artery disease, and glaucoma. Review of systems. The patient also has normal urine output, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. It does improve when she uses the Lasix on a daily basis. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. No ulcerations or lesions on her extremities. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, tacrolimus is 0.5 milligram once daily. Salcept, 250 milligram, one twice a day. Magnesium oxide is 300 milligram daily. Lasix, 20 milligram daily. Gabapentin, 300 milligram three times a day. Folic acid, 800 microgram daily. Vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram daily. Norco 5/325, one twice a day for pain. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height 63.5 inches, weight 164 pounds, pulse 80, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 68. The patient appears mildly jaundiced, just noted in the eyes only. Otherwise, she appears tan. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft. Lower abdomen is very soft, but the upper abdomen does reveal an enlarged liver and an enlarged spleen, both, and slightly tender in the liver area. Extremities, she's got 2 to 3+ edema from feet up to her thighs bilaterally. Also generalized edema of the face, edema of hands and arms also. No rashes or lesions are noted on the extremities. In labs, most recent lab studies were done May 17th, 2024. Creatinine was 1.63 with GFR of 38. 429.24, creatinine 1.76, GFR 35, 329.24, creatinine 1.74, GFR 35, 320, 3 of 2024, earlier in the month, creatinine 1.13, GFR 59, 2/2/24, creatinine 1.43, GFR 43, 2/1 of 24, creatinine 1.55, GFR 40, and 7/20 of 23, creatinine 1.11, greater than 60 GFR. also 429 of 24. Hemoglobin is 10.6. White count is 3. Platelets 101,000. Albumin is 4.0. Calcium 9. Sodium 138. Potassium 4.1. Carbon dioxide 25. AST 53. ALT 27. Alkaline phosphatase is 98, normal. And bilirubin, 3.2. That's down from 4.6 in March of 2024 and 6.2 in January of 2024. And microalbumin to creatinine ratio, done January 30th, 2024, unmeasurable amount of microalbumin in the urine. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein, no sign of UTI. Tacro level 2 of 24, 3.5. Recheck was up to 5.4. Hemoglobin, July 20th of 23, was down to 7. White count was 2.8. Platelets were 70,000. And at that time, sodium was 129, that's July 20th, 23, potassium 3.6, carbon dioxide 28, creatinine was 1.11 with a GFR of 61. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to her liver dysfunction, probably pulmonary hypertension, which is being worked up at Henry Ford, and generalized anasarca. Her kidney function will fluctuate according to liver function. Hopefully, as liver function continues to improve, the creatinine will stabilize and improve also. But she has normal albumin levels, and the generalized anasarca is, and hepatomegaly and splenomegaly, most likely secondary to the recent worsening of kidney function within the last year. The patient will be getting weekly labs through Henry Ford, and she's going to see a cardiologist for further evaluation of probable pulmonary hypertension and then treatment. Also, gastroenterology will follow her on a regular basis. We're asking her to get lab studies done monthly for us, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.